Amidst the memorial events in Europe, a Muslim extremist group is meeting in London for what's been billed as a celebration of the 9/11 attacks. Al-Muhajirun, a small but extremely vocal group, calls last year's attacks a form of self-defense. NPR's Guy Raz is outside the group's unofficial headquarters at the Finsbury Park Mosque in North London. Guy, what's going on there? Would you describe the scene?
Well, Jackie, earlier there were hundreds of young men who were streaming into the Finsbury Park Mosque here, where the meeting's still taking place. Outside there are hundreds of police officers, and earlier there were two very, very vocal sort of sub-demonstrations. One was held by the far-right British National Party, and the other was by a group called the Anti-Nazi League. Now, hanging outside from the mosque are placards calling for the Islamicization of the world, and several hooded and cloaked men are standing outside the mosque still.
If you're not inside, how do we know what's going on, what's planned for this meeting?
Well, Al-Muhajirun has sort of billed this meeting as the only public celebration of the 9/11 attacks that's taking place in the Western world. There are dozens of leading British Muslim extremists inside. They're giving lectures. One topic, for example, is called what were the benefits of 9/11?
We describe them as small but noisy. What are their aims?
Well, Al-Muhajirun has been calling for the restoration of the caliphate, which was the Islamic empire that ruled much of the Middle East and North Africa up until the First World War. Now, three of the group's leaders have been in and out of trouble with the law. All three are here tonight. One is Imam Sheikh Abu Hamza. He's the imam of the Finsbury Park Mosque. He's been detained for supporting violence against non-Muslims. The other is Omar Bakri Muhammad, who's issued a fatwa, or a legal ruling against Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf. And until last July, Yasser al-Siri, another member who's going to be speaking here, he was in detention after U.S. authorities issued an extradition request against him. Now, that extradition request was denied by a British court, so he was released from prison. At times, al-Siri has been called the unofficial press spokesman for al-Qaeda.
Guy, I'd imagine that British authorities are watching this pretty closely. Aren't there laws against incitement to violence?
Well, they are, Jackie. They are watching it very closely, and there are indeed laws. But unless there are direct and public calls for violence, you know, meetings like these are pretty much protected by Britain's free speech laws. Now, this mosque here, the Finsbury Park Mosque, has been under scrutiny for the past year. As you may know, Zakaria Moussaoui, who was now under indictment in the U.S., was one of the worshippers who attended the mosque when he lived in London.
Well, thanks very much, Guy.
Thanks, Jackie.
NPR's Guy Raz outside the Finsbury Park Mosque in North London.